Remember when a wall of rainbow beads took you from one room into another? And remember when carpet was all shag and all shaggy, even in the bathroom? And remember those velvet pictures that seemed to be in every black living room? Like the one with a beautiful, strong black man and a beautiful, strong black woman, both displaying beautifully picked afros and both displaying beautiful dark brown skin and both just displaying beauty and blackness together on velvet. And remember on the other side of the living room, diagonal to the strobe light and right above the beanbag, there was a picture of another strong black man with a well-defined black arm reaching down a wall to help another black man. Cause he ain't heavy, he's my brother. Remember? Remember when there weren't any bars on windows and when drive-bys were a thing of the future and when the word Crip was used to describe disabled people and when the word blood was used to acknowledge everybody? Like, what's happening, blood? Remember? Remember when even white folks were trying to have afros? And when Jerry curls had not yet been invented, but when brothers had perms that looked better than the sisters, remember? Remember when Michael Jordan was Dr. J and Emmitt Smith was O.J. Simpson and Barry Bonds was Reggie Jackson and Evander Holyfield was Muhammad Ali? The greatest of all time, and the greatest love of all, remember? Remember puka shells and mood rings and 8-track tapes and white wall ties and bell-bottom pants and butterfly collar shirts and platform shoes with goldfish in them? And remember big caddies and big pimps and little phrases like groovy, right on, hey baby, and dig it, yeah, dig it, y'all, diamond in the back, sun rooftop, dig in the scene with a gangster lean, ooh. Remember dashikis and afros and afro pics with black power fists? Just to remind us that power could come with a simple flick of the wrist. And remember watching flicks like Superfly, Dolomite, Coolie High, Cleopatra Jones, Blackula, Black Caesar. Three the Hard Way, the Mac, and that cat who was a bad mother. Just talking about Cher. And remember the music, and not just the listening to the music, but the living with the music, like getting it on with Marvin Gaye, like turning off the lights with Teddy Pendergrass, like staying together with Al Green, like waiting and acting silly with Denise Williams, like singing a song for you with Donny Hathaway, like calling your name with Switch, like loving the sunshine with Roy Ayers, like loving you with Minnie Riperton, like taking the midnight train to Georgia with Gladys, like being taken there by the Staple Thingers, like moving on up with Curtis Mayfield, like getting your car washed by Rolls Royce and wishing on a star while you wait. Like, add your memory. Remember your living room. Remember your wardrobe. Remember your favorite music. Remember all of the memories. And if you're not old enough to remember, find someone who is. And tap in and be in and chill in and feel in and dig in. The 70s. Yeah, dig in, y'all. diamond in the back, sun rooftop, dig in the scene with the gangsta lean. Ooh. And remember, I'm D-Knowledge. Thank you.